To have Tucker go down so early in the game there, obviously your partner kind of throws everything into a bit of chaos, I guess, for the blue line.
Yeah, I mean, I haven't even seen the play, but obviously hopefully he's doing all right and hopefully he can be back soon. I mean, especially early in the game, I think he's been playing awesome for us, and you know, tough to see him go down, and like you said, obviously having 5D the rest of the game, a little bit of adjustment, but I don't think the 5D hurt us, I guess. I thought we were able to manage that pretty fine.
You guys had a lot of shot attempts, you especially, Josh, today. I'm not sure what the final number was. I think it was 8 through 2 periods. But a lot of them were getting blocked, though, right? Were they doing something to make it particularly tough to get pucks through?
Yeah, I think I just saw the stat line. There was, I think, 5 through, 5 blocked, or 4 or 5 blocked. So, yeah, they did a good job. I think we adjusted going into the third and did a little bit better job. You know, they were going down a little bit in the lane, so it's where you have to work laterally to try to get it through or get it through before they have a chance to establish a lane with the one-timer. So, yeah, that was something that definitely we noticed after two periods, and I thought in the third period we adjusted and a couple times sort of held on to it, let them slide by, but they did a good job of getting in the lane and committing to trying to block shots. And obviously there's going to be some in a game, but if we can work hard to get it through, then we can get our forwards to the net and, you know, try to get rebounds.
Has it been good at home for a long time, Josh? I mean, 6 losses in a row. Any explanation or anything hasn't been going well on home ice as compared to how good you guys have been on the road?
You know, obviously it is 6 games. It doesn't feel like that, I don't think, in our room. I feel like, you know, looking at our schedule and the way that some of those games happen before the break, you know, one after, we're on the road, home for one again. It hasn't felt like we've been on a homestand where you drop 3-4 in a row. So obviously we lose the first one here. We have 2 more to go, and we're going to have to try to get a good feeling in our locker room and get a couple wins on home ice. We want to make this a tough place to play, and it starts against the Vancouver.
Some of the challenges when you have 5D and you're switching partners quite regularly?
You know, I think honestly once you're down to 5D, everyone's heart rate's up a little bit more, and you're playing a little bit more often, of course, so there isn't a whole lot of time to think about it. Sometimes you're on the left, sometimes you're on the right, you're with different partners, but you know, you're out there and you're just going. There's nothing you can really do. So, obviously, to be honest with you, I thought we handled it pretty well, considering there wasn't a whole lot of, any bad communication on the bench as far as pairings up next or anything like that. So that's an unfortunate situation, seeing Tucks go down. But I thought we did a decent job of handling 5D.
Your shot numbers improved by period each and every frame that you guys played. Did you guys run out of time in this one today? Like, did you have enough chances in the last two periods?
Yeah, I think there was chances both ways. They had chances that didn't go in. Helly made some great saves. I thought we did manage to generate our fair share of high-end chances, and you know, you got to give some credit to their goaltender. It just was one of those games in some areas, but especially in the first couple periods, I think we could have done a better job of getting the puck through. They were doing a good job of getting in the shooting lane, and I think our slow start contributed to kind of being behind it a little bit. But after that, we started to get our game going, and they played well. We just couldn't find the back of the net.